Hello, and welcome back to another Coffee Talk podcast episode. I am so excited to come to you with this update today. I have finally seen the vision. I can see clearly now. The rain has gone, but I am being weird, and I'm sorry. This is my third cup of coffee today. Luckily, decaf for this third one, but I've been doing lots of filming today, so I feel like I'm already like loose and in the zone, you know, but yet I'm only at the very beginning of this talk, so please bear with me. And I'm also trying to get used to the structure of really making these just podcast talks, like not editing them so much and really letting the flow of thoughts and the flow of talks just do their thing. But yeah, you're gonna get a better insight as to how my brain actually works and how scattered I can sometimes be. And so I'll pray for you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So yeah, I am finally sitting down here today to give you a very exciting, very long-awaited update on my rebrand situation. In case you don't know, I think I made the video, I don't even remember, it's a blur. The long short of it, I'll give you the point form version, the TLDR, is that I, in 2017, started a company called All Things Co's, or just Co's. I wanted it to be just Co's. But to incorporate in Canada, I had to make it All Things Co's, which also made sense because I saw it growing into a bigger umbrella where all things that would be like cozy would fall under them. I wanted to shop or sell cozy merchandise. I wanted journals. I created Co's Publishing. I published books underneath it. And then I created this channel called All Things Co's. And this is basically where my podcast lived, which really didn't make sense. And it's where anything that basically wasn't a vlog was posted. And to be honest, I'm reluctant to say this because I feel like I want to word it right, but I don't want to say I'm happy this happened. You know what? I am. I'm happy this happened. I'll say it. I'm not happy about the way things went down. There was some like weird energy throughout this entire process, but I feel like I'm at peace. I'm at peace with how everything unfolded. I really tried to go at it with grace and go at it with like understanding and go at it with the benefit of the doubt. And yeah, the long short, I mean, all of the logistics, the details, like they don't really matter at this point, because when I made my decision to walk away, it was cut and dry. And it was cut and dry for a very good reason. Like I was willing to let go because if I really felt like it was a part of me, if I really felt like it was something that made sense to who I am, then I probably would have fought harder. I probably would have held on tighter. I think there's a very good reason why this all came to be. And today I'm excited to basically just gently go over the rebranding that I'm doing. Just picture this, you just showed up to my house and I made us coffee and I'm just going to explain to you what my content is going to look like and what my rebrand is going to look like going into 2024. So sip, break, hold up. There is a part of this rebrand that I've known, or at least it came to me last year, right around Christmas time, actually. I was talking about it at length with one of my really, really good friends, Larissa. And she actually is the one that said it to me. She is somebody that, she is my favorite person to sit down and like brainstorm dreams with, okay? Because we just get each other on a certain level. She gets what I'm doing here. Like we at one point were working together. So she knows me, but she also knows my dream and she knows my vision. And she also just is like, she is great in terms of, I mean, it's her job too, to like be in content, and she understands, she has a finger on the pulse. It's a good way to put it. And she said to me last year, when I was trying to come up with a name, and I was really, it was like 2 months into this rebranding mess, and again, freshly, still very freshly postpartum, so I probably wasn't thinking straight or fully feeling myself yet, or fully had found my groove as a new mom. And so I didn't know how I was really gonna want to present myself to the world, or want to present what I had to say or what I had to give or create. And so she said something very interesting where she was like, what if your brand was you? Like, what if you just went back to being Kaylin and you just like made all of your content as easy and simple to understand as possible? And I think at the time, like immediately it made a lot of sense. I leaned into it a little bit, but the part that I was holding on to is that I was like, I'm so far down this path of like Co's, and I'm so far down this path of having this separate identity, that to go all of the way back to what I started with at the time, it felt like giving up, and my ego was holding on a little bit. And I felt like I had something to prove. I feel like I had to come back with this amazing brand, this amazing business model, this amazing product, this amazing something, and also it not be me. Now, another limb that does lean into this that I feel like will give better context as to why I struggled with this idea at first is that narcissism plays a role in my upbringing and in my childhood. And so it still plays a role, despite the therapy that I've done, in understanding why I sometimes, well, one, why I can struggle at times with very, very low self-esteem, but also two, I get uncomfortable when I feel like I'm getting close to the line of like narcissism, or when I'm getting close to the line of being too self-absorbed that I can't see or think straight, right? And so it's super interesting that my career has really been, my online identity is me. And that has challenged that part of me a lot. And again, I think that there is a lot of great meaning and perhaps serendipity there, because it has strengthened my ability to be grounded in myself and to be self-assured without being self-absorbed. But again, things were so fresh, so new, so turbulent. We had other things going on, like in my personal life, there was just too much. It was too much stress for me to be able to try and rebrand at the time. And I feel each month that passed, it almost like chipped away at me a bit more. Like I felt like I was just giving up on myself in a way, or giving up on my vision. But I think what it again really boiled down to is that life was, first of all, showing me where my priorities were, which were family, home, and like healing, because there was a lot of unrelated, traumatic, hard, heartbreaking things that happened in 2023 that I needed to focus on instead. And then two, I think that I needed that time too to really get back to what is important to me, get back to what makes sense. And so here's my pitch. Here's my rebrand. Are you ready? I'm gonna make this super corny, because this is something I thought of when I was rocking my son to sleep the other day. I don't wanna be a brand. I just wanna be a person again. And that is what I'm gonna do. In going into 2023, I'm going to bring the emphasis, bring the priority in terms of my content tiers back to vlogs. And this space, this coffee talk channel, which is exactly, thankfully, what I ended up branding it to at the time, thinking like, oh, I'll change it if I need to. This is going to go back to being that space. And it's actually really cool, because I feel like I'm going back to my roots a little bit of how I even got here today. Like, coffee talks have always been a thread of what I've created in terms of content, all of the way back to my earliest videos on my vlog channel. I have always done these things called coffee talks. And it wasn't till my network at the time that came to me and was like, we'd like to take your coffee talks and turn them into a podcast. And that was a big goal of mine going into 2018. And I did it. And I loved it. And I loved having this space where I would come to every week just to talk. And what it has grown into, and what my vision really is for it now as a channel and as a podcast, but specifically as a YouTube channel here, which if you're listening today on any of the podcast platforms, like, you can always go to Kaylin's Coffee Talk on YouTube, and there will be the visual content of this channel as well. It's just the space where you can come and we hang out over a cup of coffee. And anything that I would do genuinely, if you were sitting across from me as we had coffee, whether it was in a cafe or you were at my house or I was at your house or whatever it is what will live on this channel. So whether it is just talking about what's going on in the world or philosophy or books or journaling together or planning together or doing card readings or, you know, it's like we sit down, we catch up, we hang out, and that is what this space is. If I'm ever taking you with me into my life or sharing what a day looks like in my life, that lives on my vlog channel. And if I'm ever taking you through a yoga flow or sharing a workout that I'm doing or leading a meditation, that happens in my flow corner. And basically my rebrand is just me. It's just me, it's my name, it's my vlogs and my life, it's my coffee talk and hanging out like we're in a cafe together, and it's my flow corner, and I'll share flows and meditations and workouts over there. And there is no business model, there is no brand name, like there is no product, it's just content. And that feels so right to me. It makes so much sense to me that I'm excited, I'm inspired, but I'm also, it might not be the most surprising, the most, like, what's the word? It's not the fanciest rebrand, okay? It's not gonna be the biggest, most exciting thing you've ever heard, but that's because that's not really my goal. Like, my goal in this chapter of my life is simplicity. I want it to just make sense. I wanna just enjoy my time. Now, another facet of this is that I only work part-time right now. Like, I get 4 hours a day, 4 days a week, 16 hours total to get any editing done. And editing has always been my bread and butter. It's always been the thing that I feel like I've excelled in, which has really helped me create the content that I have. And so with that short, limited amount of time, I have to be super picky about what I spend it on. And I am telling you, I don't want to spend it making products or, you know, dealing with customers or running a brand or running a business. Like, I just want to go back to being a person and go back to sharing my life and go back to just making it easy and showing up with a coffee to talk about all different things, to get vulnerable, to talk about something I learned in a book or to talk about something going on in the world. Like, I am itching and I'm not gonna be able to do it because I'm already out of time today to have a Taylor Swift conversation. Like, we haven't even talked about Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, Matt Healy, like we haven't unpacked any of that. And I feel like it's because I've been so rigid in my boxes of thinking how I had to do things. And it's just not the case. So welcome to my rebrand. You're going to see it really kick into full gear at the start of 2024, or I mean the actual launch date, including some changes I'm doing with membership options, is going to start December 31st, which is a Sunday. It's the very last day of this year, 2023. And with a fresh slate, I am so excited to just like walk into the new year and really focus on the things that I enjoy doing most and that I feel like I actually excel at most. And that is just sharing my life and telling my story and being raw and real and vulnerable, but also being motivating and inspiring and learning, but also sharing what I'm learning so that anyone watching can feel that same inspiration, that same motivation, that same like zest for life and the urge to want to dig deeper into the world and dig deeper into your soul or your spirit. Like, that's what I'm here for. That's literally why I exist on the planet. And it's going to be really fun. It's going to be really cool to see how that might evolve if I just bring it back to the basics for a solid year, like where that could take me. Because again, there are further visions in this dream, but I really got to get back down to the grounded root of it all. You know, I need to build a strong root system and a strong trunk in order to reach further in later years. And I've been on a very, very wobbly, unsturdy ground ever since I have tried to separate myself from what I do. And I'm coming full circle. I've learned my lesson. Saturn return did its thing. So you will not find me selling you a product or selling you a brand that I have created, at least not from what I can see. You might find me telling you about a book I wrote or telling you about like a retreat I'm hosting or an event I might be throwing, but it's not gonna be anything other than that. And that makes sense to me. It's exciting for me.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
I'll explain to you my content buckets, which is something that helped me come to this conclusion. On my vlog channel, which is just my name, that is where you're gonna find vlogs of my everyday life, like I mentioned, but in particular, like my routines, my habits, my favorites, my self-care, my projects, any adventures I go on, any goals that I'm documenting, day-to-day life, also like trials, errors, perhaps sometimes some emotions, some memories. Hold on, I have the list behind you, so let me just make sure I'm not missing anything. What does that say? Things that I have to do, hauls, grocery, meal preps, cooking, baking, all of that good stuff, you know, meal preps, groceries. Again, I feel I said this, but basically just taking you with me through a day. And here you're gonna find coffee talks where, again, it's just like this. We talk, we sit down, we talk about a wide range of topics, and I do wanna start breaking into some more fun, kind of like pop culture, but also just more like easygoing, friendly topics that, I would talk about over a glass of wine with my friends or over a cup of coffee with my friends. But also we'll keep it with the strong, philosophical, deep-rooted talks as well. Interviews. I am so excited to continue to bring on more interesting souls and talk about their stories and get down to the root of who they are and the gifts that they have for the world. I am going to post a book brews here. So like reviews of books that I've read, things that I've highlighted from the book or bookmarked from the book, sometimes even journal sessions or prompts to go with a book, actual journal sessions themselves, like whether it's just a journal session for the end of the week or a journal session when you're trying to express an emotion, things like that. Plan with me's, which are gonna be, it's almost like the opposite of a journal session, but it's similar in its structure where instead of journaling and getting down into like the writing and the feeling, planning is more like structuring out a week, a day, a goal, anything of that matter. Card readings, which I actually tested as new content in Talktober, where I flipped some cards and I let the cards lead our conversation and lead like basically what the meaning of the talk was. Q&A catch-ups, which I just did a recent one of those. So every month I'm thinking I'll host an open space where I open the floor where you can ask me anything and we can catch up on life. And then the only new thing that's going to change over here, aside from like the plan with me, journal with me is becoming more frequent on this channel, is that I'm going to be moving more music and like reactionary content here to this channel. I've done things like Taylor Swift music album reactions with each of the Taylor Swift releases. And I did one back in the summer too, where I was discovering new music with you. And again, that makes sense to me as like if we were at a cafe and I was like, oh my gosh, listen to this new song I just found while we're getting some work done. Like, do you get that? Like, do you see how it kind of fits? If you envision that virtual cafe, and imagine like each time sitting here in this cafe chair and just hanging out like we would over coffee, over many different things that we could do while hanging out over coffee, which leads me to the last thing that fits into this content bucket, which is like with me or body doubling videos, whether they're study with me or write with me or read with me, like anything that is basically cozy background I could be listening to music and then be working, but I'll share it and then you could play it in the background while you do the same. Things like that. So that's what lives on this channel. And then the last bucket is my flow corner, Kaylin's flow corner, which is going to share meditations, yoga flows, and workouts, which is going to be a little new and so much fun. There is a technical fourth bucket. If you have actually been around a while, maybe you already know this, or if you're a gamer, you might already know this, but I do have this channel called Kaylian, and that is my gaming channel. That is also the channel where anything that doesn't fit into the buckets I just described, it just is gonna go there. Like, let's say I'm with my friends and we film a really random dance video. Like, it would go there. I probably wouldn't, but like if I ever wanted to, you know? And obviously fun, just like shoot the shit gaming videos. I just post those there. And those are like not something I get paid for. That is just literally for fun. If I ever want to talk about like alien conspiracy theories, it would probably go there or here, because again, that is something we could talk about over a cup of coffee, but hopefully you're getting the idea. And then furthermore, with my rebrand and with being able to pivot my focus away from trying to create a brand and just literally getting to be myself and make content, I am really looking forward to releasing a book in the new year, possibly doing a little book tour with it. But then, like I mentioned too, doing some live events in person. And I hope if I do it all to the best of my ability and I can see through my vision the way that it's come to me in my mind's eye, then I'm hoping within the next year or two, I could really start reaching out further into the world with getting to actually do things like retreats and all come together and just have these really, really deep soul connecting experiences together. That sounded a little culty. I didn't want it to sound culty. More so like I could throw like a yoga retreat, or I could throw like a journaling retreat, or like a coffee retreat, or a hiking retreat, or anything of that sort. So, Or could you imagine a book retreat? We get together in a cabin. That's again sounding creepier than I mean it to be, but like you go on a retreat with a bunch of people that also just really like to read, and you do a little bit of yoga and you hang out and have some coffee, but you spend the whole time like reading books and just like swapping books like that. Anyway, there's a lot of like open, unbaked ideas there, but bringing it all the way back down to the root, I know what my root focus is. And I'm really, really excited about this. It just like makes so much sense. And I feel like a huge weight has come off my chest, and I feel like I'm coming back to myself and coming back to like my roots and coming back to the nature of what really grew me any kind of community on YouTube to begin with and gave me the opportunity to do this for a living. And so, yeah, I'm not sorry that I ventured out and tried other things. I feel like that was a really common thing, especially for anybody that was like an up and coming influencer in my time. Like a lot of them, and they still do have very successful brands or successful businesses. That's just not my mind. That is not the way my brain works. And I think that had ego to do with it too. Like I felt like I had something to prove and I needed to like create something that was a major success. But like, I don't feel that urge anymore. I just want to live my happy, peaceful, grounded life and just share it and create a space that you're welcome to come to anytime where you can tap into that energy if you like to, and in a way, like share your own energy. I hope it goes without saying, and I feel like I always start to get a little clammy or like clamored up. Well, I don't know the right word, but like when I try to express my gratitude for you bringing your energy here and for you giving me any kind of support over the last few years, and especially now in this new chapter, if you decide to stick around or be part of this like refresher on the internet for me, then each season I'm going to do little seasonal updates. Each season I'm going to update the banners on each of the channel, update the content, update the picture, and just like make it really grow with me kind of thing. But if you've grown with me up until this point and you've seen me go through my awkward phases on the internet and you've seen me go through like all the different chapters that I've documented, all the different projects I've tried, all of the different avenues I've taken to get to where I am today, then I owe you the biggest thank you. Like, I don't know. There's just like no way other than to just finally give some consistent, good quality content that I could even express my gratitude, which is my plan. But in a world, especially now, where there is so much saturation on the internet, it means a lot to me that you bring yourself over to my corner that I host and give me any kind of interaction on the internet. Like it allows me to do what I do. And your support, and more than that, like your messages, your kind words, your comments that are just so supportive and so encouraging, and like believing in me at times when I didn't believe in myself, and cheering me on at times when I wanted to give up and I wanted to throw in the towel and things just felt too hard or too difficult, or like I just felt like I wasn't good enough. Like it just means the world to me. And I'm excited that I'll be able to finally get back to the thing that I've always been meant to do and just am good at, and get back to just sharing my life and sharing these talks and just keeping it real, keeping it simple, keeping it easy, and opening this space out to you that you can come to anytime that you want to hang out and you need a virtual friend. And I know that that sounds very parasocial, and I'm very aware of that parasocial thing, you know, that's like become a new thing for our generation. And I know that I can't know all of you individually, although I do try my best, which is also why I host things like membership, so I actually can get to know people on a deeper level. But again, too, like that's a parasocial conundrum as well, because you have to like pay for it, right? Like it's something, it's work, but it's not, it's such a weird area. But this space is something that I work really hard on, and it's a space that I open hoping that if you need it, and if you need to feel like you have somewhere that you can go that's like safe, and you know that you're thought of and you're protected and you're not like just seen as a number or a subscriber or whatever it is, like just a consumer, then that's my goal with this space. And it's hard to think of thousands of souls individually, but the whole, I guess, pulse of what I do create and the pulse of everything I do really does come down to like the soul. It's hard for me to be like light and like keep it surface level. Like it's hard for me not to dig down to the root of things. So that's my anti-rebrand, my not rebrand, my me brand, there's got to be a better way to say this. My not rebrand, my me. So that's me. So it's getting dark. I have about 15 minutes left in my work hours before they end for the day. So I guess that's going to end our conversation. I always feel like I just did a big video a couple days ago for the membership that I host, where I explained all of the changes that I'll be doing with my membership and all the changes with my content, which I didn't dive it too far into the memberships here, but I guess I probably should mention that on my vlog channel, I'm going to be opening memberships up over there in the new year, where there will be a bonus vlog every single week. And so that is going to be a new thing for the new year as well. And then memberships here will still remain. They're going to be called the Coffee Club, but they will be extra content that fit into the Coffee Club genre, you know? And there'll only be once a month here. And it's going to go, again, in theme with the growth year that I actually probably shouldn't describe this now because I've opened the can. So with my content being very seasonally focused, I'll be sharing the actual doing of my life on my vlog channel and in the bonus vlogs. But here I'll be sharing like the planning, the journaling, the reflection, and all of that. So like planning your year at large will be a bonus video before the end of the year for members on this channel. And then each month we do like a check-in. And so that's what the membership here is for. It's called the Coffee Club membership. It's also just another way to like support my channel. Or if you want to have ad-free versions of the coffee talks that I host, like that is an offer on this channel too. And then I'm leaving my Flow membership open on this channel as well until the new year. Like 2025 new year, because I am growing a new channel for all of my flows and all the things I do with my like yoga instructor hat, or all of the exercises and the meditations. So that space is going to be new. So yeah, I hope I explained my rebrand well enough. And I guess it's so simple that it really just feels like I didn't, but it's so simple that it's hard to have not. So what? Yeah, I'm making it complicated now, aren't I? So I'm gonna close this down, but if you have any questions, feel free to drop them down below and I will answer them. And yeah, be sure to subscribe to my vlog channel if you haven't, because there's gonna be lots and lots of vlogs, especially coming into the new year. That is officially going to be top priority content. And then of course, there will still be weekly coffee talks here and flows as well in my new flow corners. So I think that's everything. I've explained this 4 times. You'd think I would have it down by now, but without further ado, I am wishing you all an amazing rest of your day or your night. I hope that you are cozy wherever you are, that you're enjoying this last little pocket of time before the end of the year, and that you're also feeling inspired or motivated or excited by something that you might have going on in the new year. And if you want to share it, please do. I would love to hear what exciting things are on the horizon for you. I do feel like 2024, I'm not even going to say the thing to say the thing. I just feel like it's going to be a good year. No jinx of the jinx by not saying the jinx. It's going to be a good year. And I can't speak globally, but I can say that like there's just some energy in the air and I'm sensing it and I'm feeling it and I am harnessing it and I'm riding. Anyway, I'm feeling it and I'm ready for it and I'm excited about it and I want to hear how you're doing and how your energy is and how you're feeling and what you've got going on. So if you want to share, please do. And without further ado, I will talk to all of you guys next week. Bye everyone. So much word salad today.